I want to get to Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott specifically spoke about migrants, and he said it was absolutely disrespectful of what it was that he witnessed with regard to the State of the Union. It was a slap in the face to those who care about the border. Check it out.
Governor Abbott, thank you so much for joining us here. We really appreciate your time. I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll jump right in. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate President Biden's State of the Union address?
I give it an F for failure. I mean, think about this concept, and that is clearly, nationally, and in every single state, there's a number one issue in America, and that's securing the border.
100%.
It's an issue on which he has failed, and he waited 40 minutes to even bring it up. And when he brought it up, he provided no solutions whatsoever and hardly any empathy whatsoever. He gave a slap in the face to an overwhelming majority of Americans, including even Democrats, who say, do something about the border. And he is doing nothing about the border.
Now, Governor, he did bring up this bipartisan border security bill, which you and House Republicans, many House Republicans, have opposed. Why did you oppose it? And Governor, when did compromise become a dirty word?
So compromise should be effective.
And I know that this is MSNBC, right?
Should start with a bill that's actually passed one of the chambers of the United States of America. The House has passed an effective border security plan. If Joe Biden really believes in compromise, he would work with the House chamber and work with the House speaker and say, this is a program we'll begin to work with and actually pass a border bill. Remember this, what was going on in the Senate was not a border bill. It was a Ukraine funding bill that has some border issues attached to it.
And that's the thing that a lot of people don't realize. When they speak about this border bill and stuff, it's the same thing what happened with the CHIPS Act. It's the same thing that happened with the new infrastructure deal. Y'all don't look at the actual bills and read them. And I do not, I do understand it. If you want to put something inside of, if you want to get something done, then all you got to do, or you want to prevent people from really reading something or really just voting off of their emotions, then make sure you put it inside of a book, right? Or force them to read or force them to do some research. Very few people even actually understand the policies that a lot of these people are standing on. And so what happens is when they put this border funding agreement in front of your face and then they say, oh, my God, conservatives or Republicans don't necessarily want to support it. It's a lie. It's what you attach to it that they don't want to support, because the reality is that securing our borders is not supposed to be something that is divided across party lines. That's supposed to be a fundamental right and an agreement for anybody that wants to protect the United States of America. The reality is that you can't attach funding to Ukraine in a bill that is supposed to be addressing the border security of the United States of America. You can't attach funding over to this whole Israel situation in order to be able to justify closing off our borders to people that are closing or that are crossing over into this country illegally. You can't put funding over to Taiwan for the CHIPS war that they have in over with China inside of a package in which they're basically having a conversation about securing our borders. And so now it becomes a if. Listen, if you want your border secure, then you're going to have to make sure you agree to continuously fund this war that we don't even know why we in the first place. I mean, I'm sure they know why they in it, but we have no clue why we are in these wars in the first place. And we continue to attach. If you read the bill, and I just need y'all to just become educated, become aware of what's going on. Nobody is telling you that you have to vote one way or the other. You can make your own informed decision, but at least become informed so you can make a decision. We're asking you to read what they're proposing and are basically putting a gun to your head and saying, listen, if you want your border secure, for whatever reason, they standing on business. Listen, they ain't standing on business on nothing else except for making sure that they continue to fund this stuff. I don't know who owe who a favor. I don't know who's continuing to benefit financially from it, all of the players that's involved. I don't know who the lobbyists are. I don't know why this is so important, but I have never in my life sat here and seen them say, listen, I'm going to hold the borders of the United States of America hostage, even to the point to where they're trying to fight against Texas all the way up to the Supreme Court to prevent them from being able to secure their own borders. And then they let them come in on Arizona and California land and saying, listen, we're going to continue to let the downfall of America be on your shoulders because you guys don't want to continue to fund the borders. It ain't that. Come on. Come on. You can't spend the type of money that Greg Abbott has spent and then say that you don't want to secure the borders. No, we don't want to continue to fund this war that we don't even understand that we are part of, because all of the money should be going to what's going on here in America. How did it become a bipartisan issue that we need to secure our borders? I thought that that was just normal. I didn't know that that was an issue that needed to be divided across party lines. Where'd we do that at? And so it is a slap in the face, especially for the people that continue to stand on this nonsense.
Oh, this, what was attached to it, it didn't secure the border. It codified illegal immigration.
But it did have support from Senate Republicans who worked on this bill. And even the Border Patrol Union had endorsed the bill, calling it a step in the right direction and far better.
We don't want a step in the right direction. We want to fix the problem. I'm so tired of step, side to side, turn around. I'm so tired of doing the R. Kelly on all of these issues. Listen, 16 years from now, when we do another election, we're going to be talking about the same shit over and over and over and over again. Y'all going to be talking about abortion, securing the borders. Why we can't fix nothing? Y'all know we still talking about funding Social Security? Do you know that they keep on passing the buck as far as doing these temporary agreements in order to keep the government open every quarter, every year? It's the same. We talk about the same thing. We fight the same issues. It's the same thing over and over and over and over again. I am 41 years old. I remember the first time that I voted. I'm 41. I remember the first time that I voted. I believe I was 18, 19 years old in the year 2000. The first time that I voted. And do you know that we're still talking about the same thing that we've been talking about since then? Back then, it was talking about funding another war. It was the same thing that was funding another war. Except it was Saddam Hussein and whoever the current person that they made out to be a dictator at that time in order to destabilize a different part of the earth so they can go in there and they can steal all of their oil. It's the same thing over and over and over again. The only thing that's different now is that we got a higher deficit. Different players, same. Actually, it's the same players. Biden was in all. He was doing his thing back then. Same thing over and over and over and over again.
Status quo.
To be clear, and Brandon Judd, the president of the Border Patrol Union, was talking about this after the State of the Union last night, talking about what Joe Biden was talking about was an abject failure as it concerned actually securing the border. What Brandon Judd, the head of the Border Patrol Council, said is that they compromised solely to get more officers who are Border Patrol agents who could help them actually secure the border.
Well, exactly. So the Border Patrol Union saying that it would get them more than 100 Border Patrol officers, 100 immigration judges. Isn't that better than nothing?
So what you just said is nothing more than a false narrative and a piece of fiction, and I'll tell you why. And that's because the way Joe Biden uses the Border Patrol, the way Joe Biden uses ICE, is not to enforce the laws of the United States of America. He uses the Border Patrol and ICE to actually violate the laws of the United States of America. There are laws on the books right now that enforce immigration in the United States that Joe Biden not only is not enforcing, he's actually violating laws passed by Congress that requires the president to take action that he is not taking.
We'll get to some of those actions that I know you have been fighting in court quite a bit. But I also want to bring up, look, you probably have been among the people across this country that are most responsible for the Democratic Party and the White House moving to the right on immigration. It wasn't too long ago that Democrats wouldn't call this a crisis. Now they are. That controversial decision to bus migrants to Democrat-led cities across the country. The White House called that a political stunt.
So first of all, let's talk about the time progression of Democrats, because it wasn't too long ago when Bill Clinton gave a State of the Union address where he talked about actually doing something about border security.
President Clinton. President Clinton, the 90s, y'all. 30 years ago. 30 years ago. Clinton was talking about the same thing. Listen, I'm telling you, we've been in the same conversations and in just a different generation and the same people is getting finessed over and over again. St. Clinton was talking about doing something about securing the borders. I'm telling you, we've been talking about the same conversations since I was a kid, since I was a child, chinny chin chin, trying to get my 20 twin twins, man. I was listening to E-40, bumping Spice One, playing MC8, Compton Psycho, Suave House, 8-Ball and MJG. Same conversations 30 years ago.
And even Barack Obama talked about doing something about border security. The only person who's ever talked about not enforcing the border laws is Joe Biden. And that's only been recent, only in the past 3 years. 3 years ago, but before Joe Biden took office, he inherited an office that had led to the lowest illegal border crossings in something like 40 years. All Joe Biden had to do was to leave in place the policies that he inherited, and we would have a far more secure border today.
And because everything's bigger in Texas, I know there are a lot of legal challenges here, a lot of big lawsuits that you have. You are taking on the federal government because of buoys on the Rio Grande, razor wire in Eagle Pass, and also SB4, this controversial law that would...
When Clinton left office, Clinton was the one that manufactured the housing crisis that ultimately left us in a deep hole and then started to explode the budget deficit in the first place. So please miss me with the bullshit. I don't think that y'all really even understand history. I don't even think that y'all understand exactly what Clinton did and how they manufactured the housing crisis and the shit that we got to deal with today. I don't think you realize that Clinton was the one that deregulated and then opened up our borders to be able to have manufacturers import and export cars or export parts and then open it up to the disadvantage of Americans in order to sell the whole country out. It was during the Clinton administration that we started to see a defection and jobs being lost based off of the technology and the fact that we was opening up and starting to make China more richer. We gave China the power that they have today based off of a lot of the same things that Clinton advocated for and he signed into law. Please miss me with this nonsense that y'all talking about. Don't you know that the UAW, all of your unions started to erode under the Clinton administration? Don't you know that the bubbles that we was creating at that time that then got passed on to his predecessors was largely of his making? Don't you know that, Jesus Christ, y'all so silly. And because you don't understand exactly what happened during the Clinton administration, listen, man, listen, bro. Don't you know that they ruined the steel industry? That was the time that manufacturing started to go away from the United States of America? All they did was they sold you out now. They mortgage your future in order to satisfy your parents in the present. They mortgaged your future in order to satisfy your desires for now.
Allow police officers in Texas to arrest migrants who entered the state illegally. Shouldn't immigration enforcement be up to the federal government?
First, let's clarify your terms.
It shouldn't be up to it. They should be doing it. What do you mean immigration enforcement be up to? It's a law. Enforce it.
In the federal government. A lot of people think of the federal government as the president and his administration. What the Constitution does, it gives the authority to Congress, not the president, not his administration.
Not the state.
It does, however, to the state. In Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3, it gives authority to states to be able to act when the federal government refuses to act. And James Madison made that perfectly clear during the ratification process.
Talk to him, Abbott.
The states do have the power to use their militia to push back against smugglers, which is what was happening in Virginia, and apply that to Texas. We're pushing back against smugglers here in the very same way that James Madison was talking about in Virginia.
I know this SB4 is now going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, but ruling against you, a judge recently wrote, surges in immigration do not constitute an invasion. Isn't that word invasion dangerous, Governor?
So the word invasion is the word that is used in the United States Constitution. If we're going to talk about this in a way that leads to a law that authorizes Texas to do what it's going to do, we have to use the words.
I'm surprised that he's sitting down with this liberal guy.
In the Constitution, but which is why those words are chosen.
Are migrants crossing the border an invasion?
Well, again, yes. You need to clarify your word choice.
I'm asking you,
no,
sir.
No, these are not migrants crossing the border. These are people who are coming across the border in violation of federal law. In the state of Texas, there are 28 ports of entry.
Stand on that shit. Greg, Professor X, you school them and you stand on it. These are not just migrants. This is illegal. They're illegally crossing the border. That is an invasion. Absolutely. We don't even know who these people are. It's largely rumored that a lot of these countries are basically sending them over here and they letting all of their criminals out of jail in order to get over to the United States of America. I would call that the definition of an invasion. Absolutely.
Look at Eagle Pass, Texas alone, where people are crossing between a port of entry. Right above where they are crossing is a bridge they could cross over legally, and yet they're choosing to come across the border illegally. But more important than that, you see increasing evidence that we have criminals who have been let out of Venezuelan prisons who are coming across the border, wrecking carnage across the United States. We have people crossing the border on the terrorist watch list in record numbers. Who knows what type of terrorism they will be causing in future years because Joe Biden let them into the United States.
And Governor, finally, because I know we're running out of time, a lot of people across the country would look at what's happening with this bipartisan border bill. And I know you answered some of it, but they would like something done right now. Why wait until the November election to do something on the border?
He's not. Don't you realize that he's basically mobilized the entire state of Texas in order to ensure that nothing is happening on the border? I'm surprised that y'all even having this conversation with Professor X over here, one of the greatest governors of all time. Why they not having this conversation with the Arizona governor? Why they not having this conversation with Gavin Newsom over in California? What do you mean? Why wait? He hasn't. He's been standing tall and making sure that our border system has been secure for the entirety of the time that he's been on in this whole issue. He the whole reason why we started getting visibility into what's happening at the border in the first place. Why wait? He ain't been waiting. He been doing.
That could potentially get passed right now.
So remember this. What is in in the United States Senate, is not a border bill. It's a Ukraine funding bill with some gimmicks added to it that do absolutely nothing. Let me finish. That do absolutely nothing to decrease crossings. Actually, it cements and allows crossings across the border. The bill already passed by Congress, by the United States House.
But it doesn't have Democratic support. The bipartisan bill does.
And if we had a genuine leader as president of the United States who really did want to get something done to secure the border, he would work with his own party to work with a Republican-passed bill to get that law passed.
But he did work with his own party, and he worked with the Republicans in the Senate. Why not pass that bill now?
Because the Senate bill codifies illegal immigration and actually promotes even more illegal immigration as opposed to stopping illegal immigration.
Stand on that, John. Stand on it, Professor X. I absolutely 100% agree with you. You are a gem. 100% a gem.